This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed.
They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie.
And Candace. And this is,
well,
we tried.
I don't think
that'll ever not be awkward.
All right. When you looked right into my soul when you said that, I got chills.
I'm so sorry everyone had to hear that. All right. Hey everyone.
Welcome back to episode 6, part 3.
Yes.
Of our friendship series.
And Katie, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about long distance friendships.
Oh, actually, I think that's a good, well, I don't know.
It's good to have both. I think it's good to have friends all over the world and then friends nearby.
Yeah. But long distance friendships is something that me and Katie know very well because we are currently in a long friendship. I mean, we are in a long friendship. We're in a long distance friendship, and we've been in a long distance friendship for like almost 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years.
And just to so you guys know, me and Katie, when we did live in the same state, when we lived in Alaska, we saw each other pretty much like 4 out of the 5 days of like a school week, and then mostly like at least on Sundays for chapter.
Yeah.
So really, if anything, we would only not see each other for like maybe one day.
Yeah. Maybe. It would be weird if I didn't come over after chapter.
Yes.
I would kind of look at you, and I didn't want to like impose, but I'd be like, "Are we? Am I driving you back? Like, are we gonna hang out?"
So when she moved away, because she moved away first, that started our whole like, okay, how do we go from seeing each other every like day, and then the summer it was literally every day, like every single day,
it really to, was all day, to,
like not seeing each other at all. And I mean, yeah, there's video chat, but like, you know, you get the concept. From seeing each other every day to like being in different time zones. We had to figure out like, how does that work? And a lot of people do it, like long distance relationships, long distance friendships. And like, we're both still doing it with each other, the long distance, but also our friends in Alaska. So
yeah,
it's just a lot of distance between everybody.
I've been doing it my whole life.
Honestly.
Thank you, military.
True. I mean, you've moved a lot more than me. I mean, I'm a military brat, but you moved a little bit more than me. But even then, yeah, it's kind of like, okay, I'll see you in 3 years. Like, we got 3 years. Let's make the best of it because I'm out of here after that.
Go hard.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah. But see, that's so funny because even though I was constantly moving away, within like my first year, I wasn't like extremely quick to make friends. Like, I didn't adapt in that way. I was still always kind of like shy and timid. Like, I could get along with everybody, but it took me maybe about like half the school year to kind of like warm up to people. But then once I did, it was like, boom, best friends, you know?
Boom, you're mine.
Yeah. You're like, you think I would have adapted and been like, I got to make friends right now.
Whereas that's kind of what I did. I was very, but I think that goes along too, was just, I'm just very loud.
Yeah, personality.
So I just was like, well, I'm not gonna sit by myself. So
yeah,
I wouldn't like walk up to people and be like, hi, my name's Candace, but I would kind of just like scope it out and see, okay, who looks at me and smiles first, because whoever that is, that's who I'm gonna go talk to, because they obviously want to talk to me. So you know, I mean, in my head I was like, okay, and boom, she looked at me, okay, hi, can I sit here? Sure, okay, you're my best friend. What class do you have?
Easy.
No.
No, I think with, like, having to move around, like, being used to, like, having long-distance friends, I think I was also just kind of used to being alone. Like, I'm just, like, more content with that. So it's, like, I wasn't in a rush to make friends because I was okay with not having friends right away.
Yeah. Also. You understood, like, the whole by yourself part.
Yeah. I got that part down. I got it down. I'm done with it. I accomplished that.
You hear that, God?
The Lord.
I can be by myself, God, okay, if you ever want to send anyone, just let me know.
It's cool with me. As she's lesson crying, learned. She's wiping a tear. It's
yeah.
fine.
I'm fine.
So happy about myself. So much joy.
I love myself so much. I hate myself now.
I'm going to break up with myself.
You need a okay. break. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, although it's, you know, to you guys it probably sounds like, oh, they're doing fine. They figured it out. There were so many, like I said before, there were so many changes that we had to make. And, like, mm-hmm. long-distance friendships can really suck. Like, I don't want to, like, sit here and make you guys think, like, it's the best thing ever. Like, move away from all your friends right now. Like, no, it can, like, really suck.
It's hard. It's work.
But, I mean, I think there are some things that we've mastered and, like, we've probably, mm-hmm. within our relationship, but also, like, just with other relationships, since everything is distance. And right now, since everyone's in quarantine and social distancing, like, everyone's probably mastering these things with how to stay friends with people when you can't see them. But
that's true. Getting a little taste of it.
The one thing that, like, I feel like it's, like, really important when talking about long-distance friendships and relationships is I always think of it as it's not a problem, it's just an inconvenience.
Oh.
So, like, it's inconvenient because there's time zone differences and, you know, mm-hmm. it's that whole, like, out of sight, out of mind thing, which is
yeah.
a big thing. You know, if someone doesn't physically see you sometimes, it's a little bit harder for them to think about, like, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then versus if they see you every single day, it's a lot easier for them to be like, oh, you know, I haven't seen Katie today. Like, what's going on? Whereas, like, I never see Katie ever in person. So, yeah. like, you know what I mean?
I think that kind of depends on the friendship, too. Some yeah. things just do better in person versus, like, I need to talk to this person every single day.
Mm-hmm. Some friendships are just made for distance.
Yeah.
Like, they just do really well. And then when you get together, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, okay. you only hang out with that friend for like 2 days and you're like, all right, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, yeah.
But the number one thing that I feel like would need to be addressed first is like when people enter into like a long distance friendship or relationship or whatever, they always, if it starts to fall apart, they immediately start blaming the distance. They're like,
yeah.
oh, it's because we're so far away from each other. Oh, it's like, whereas like, to me, distance is not a problem. Like I said, it's an inconvenience, but if something is falling apart, your relationship's falling apart, and you're blaming it solely on distance, like,
yeah.
you got to do some deeper digging because there's something else, you know, underlining that you're just kind of covering up with, like, it's just the distance. Like, no, right. something else, whether it's time commitment, whether, like, something else is the issue, but it's just a lot easier to be like, oh, it's because we don't live in the same state. You know?
Yeah, and like maybe that friendship just wasn't as strong or as important as you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of like puts your friendship to the test.
Yeah.
It's like how important are you guys to each other versus how much you're willing to make it work long distance.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's going to be people that are like, but Katie and Candace, like long distance never works. And like that could be true. Like I'm not sure, you know. But
yeah.
I feel like if both sides are making an effort for it to work,
yeah,
it's most likely gonna end better than like if only one side's making an effort or both of them are not making any changes and they're just expecting it to work the same.
Right. Like, and I think it's compared to like a long distance relationship, I think you have to look at it differently. I don't think they can be considered the same thing because I feel like with the relationship, like eventually you guys want to meet back up, right? Mm-hmm. Like you guys want to end up in the same place. But like a friendship, I mean, most of our friends, like, we're probably never going to end up living in the same place together.
True.
You know, especially after college or high school or whatever, like, people are going to move away and do their own lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
just have to know that's just the new friendship.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and there's, like, other ways around it. Like, me and Katie try to meet every August.
Yeah.
And so we're currently planning our August trip, which you guys will see a bunch of.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how everyone saw a bunch when we met in Vegas.
Yeah.
But like everyone was like, oh my God, they're together again. So stay tuned for August because that's hopefully when we, if Corona doesn't just shit on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at least like once a year we try to see each other.
Yeah. But it's just like small things like that, which make me think of like kind of what you were saying. There are differences. So like when you're in a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
like, that is, I feel like there's different guidelines because there's different feelings, different emotions involved.
Yeah. You know?
Like, I'm not, like, sitting here crying, like, oh, my God, I can't talk to Katie. Like, all I want to do is talk to Katie. Like, don't get me wrong. I love you, Katie. But, like, it doesn't affect my mood whether, like, if I can't talk to you that day, I'm not going to sit here and cry. Whereas if
I just want Candace to hold me.
Yeah. Like, in a, you know, significant other, you might have those romantic feelings.
Right.
But in the same sense, like, when a relationship is a relationship and there's still some, like, basic understandings that I think both parties need to have, and like that's what I was kind of getting at with effort, is like both parties, whether it's a romantic way or like just in a friendship way, like you both have to put effort in to make it work, or else it's just, it's gonna fall apart. Exactly. and then you're just gonna blame the distance, and that's gonna be a cop out to actually talking about what happened.
Right. I never put in sounds so awful. I never really put in the work, nor did I think I cared with my friendships up until maybe high school. Like, every time I moved, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, that was a good friend. And I just move on to the next, like, city. I remember being 5 moving away. It was the first time I ever moved. And my friend in my neighborhood, she would, like, write me letters. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And, like, I would keep them, but I, like, would never write her back.
I'm like, oh my God, she loves me. Okay.
I think I just knew that I was like, I'm never gonna see her again, and like, I appreciate like the fun times we had, but like, I'm over it. Like, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
And so it never really bothered me leaving my friends until my move in after my freshman year of high school. That's when I was like, fuck the world. Like, I was like this angsty teenager, and I was like, I hate my life.
I just want my old friends. My new friends don't understand me.
Yeah. That was the only time it was, like, really hard to leave my friends.
Well, and that's so funny, because when I moved up to Alaska, I was that way, like, when I got to Alaska, and I had, like, even though I joined the sorority and I was making new friends, there's still a part of me that was like, but, like, I have to start all over. Like, my friends from back home, like, you know, the friends I went to middle school, high school with, like, they just know me already. They know my humor. They know my, like, they know who I am. Story.
Yeah.
And I guess that was me thinking I was just not going to grow as a person. But I was like, I just don't want to, like, start all over again. And now that I'm back home, I'm like, I don't know these people. Like, they don't know who I am. Like, the people in Alaska know who I am. Like, I'm an adult now. And it's just like, Candace, you're all over the place, girl. Figure it out.
That's true, though. Like, especially when people move away for college and they come back, it's like you're expecting to, like, fall back into these old friendships. And it's like, it may not always happen that way.
And there's very few friends that I still keep in contact with. Like, one of my best friends, she just graduated from UT, which is awesome. And I think she listens to the podcast. Hi, I love you. And there's, like, a few friends that I feel from middle school and high school that I still talk to. But when I moved back, I was like, I don't – either I didn't want to reconnect. I was like, absolutely never. Or it just wasn't, like, a priority for me to, like, meet up and see them. Yeah. Like, I was like, I have my set friends. They just live – across the country, but you know, and I have my selective few in the state that I talk to, and Megan out of state, that's okay. And I was like content with that, but like prior to leaving, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna hate Alaska. I do not want to go. Like, I mean, I did want to go because I went, but I was just like, making new friends seemed like such a hassle to me when I went there. I was like, I just would rather not.
Did you still talk to your high school friends when you were in Alaska?
Yes, in the beginning. Because I think I was still transitioning from, like, just out of high school. So we still would talk. But I think as I got more rooted in Alaska and kind of made my little chosen family there, I stopped talking to – well, I didn't stop talking. It's just, like, the communication, like, dwindled down with my friends from back home. And then it was more just like catching up, like, hey, how you doing? Good. Okay, good. And I would still talk to some of them, but it was more of just like check-in, I guess.
Right.
Which a part of me was kind of sad, because it is, you know, these are people that I went through all of high school with and, you know, all of that. But I think too, like, I know I could have put more effort in and they probably could have put more effort in. But I think at the time it was just easier for us to, like, you alive? You're good? Okay. Me too. you know, because they were making their own friends and everything too.
Yeah. So. I remember having a teacher, I think it was my sophomore year of high school. She was such an awesome English teacher. Our class got split. So it was like a smaller class, which was really nice. And I remember her telling us one day, she was like, the friends you have in high school, she's like, those aren't your true friends. She's like, the friends you meet in college, those are going to be like your lifelong friends. I remember sitting there going, whatever, not me, lady. Like, you know what you're talking about. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Because I don't, my high school best friend, I mean, we were long distance because she was still in Alaska. And we talked literally every single day. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like what saved me from moving is like we would just talk on the phone every single day after school. And that was really mm-hmm. nice. But like after high school, we just, I think I talked about her in the last episode. We just kind of started just kind of drifting apart a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I met lifelong friends. So she was right. An adult was right. Surprise.
That never happens.
No. Teachers, what do they know?
Just like a side note, I remember this one time I was doing a summer camp and this kid came up to me and was like, Miss, like, I don't know what he was asking for help with, but he's like, I need help or something like that. And I was like, okay, let's go find an adult. And he was like, aren't you an adult? And I was like, oh, shoot. You know what? You right.
That's me.
I was like, oh, my God, I became an adult. But then I was like, an adult, you're an adult. Like, let's go find an adult because I don't know what I'm doing, kid. Like, you and
it's
your
like, mama. Legally, I'm an adult, but.
I don't know why that made me.
Experienced adult.
I do think that, like, when you get into a long-distance friendship, whether it's, like, mm-hmm. you move away, they move away, something happens, whatever, you have to understand, again, if there's a friendship that you want to keep, because sometimes people, like, move away and, like, I'm so glad I'm leaving all of these people. I didn't like any of them. Like, I'm ready to start new. But if there is a friendship that you want to keep or you're in a long-distance friendship and you're, like, how do I, like, it's falling apart. Like, how do I, you know.
Yeah.
Make you stronger. I feel like people have to understand that there is going to be a shift in your relationship.
Yeah.
Whether you want it or not, there's going to be a shift and that's okay to have a shift.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And I think as long as you're willing to like shift the relationship to fit your current circumstances, then mm-hmm. I feel like you'll be fine. But I think a lot of people go from like, oh, well, we would talk to each other every day and when that becomes long distance, maybe they can't talk to each other every day. And now their relationship's suffering because they can't talk to each other every day. And like, but it's fine though, because your circumstances changed. So you need to change the way that your whole relationship works. So whether it's just like maybe sending them a text in the morning and a text at lunch and text at night, or like establish like every Tuesday at 9:00, your time, I'm going to call you and we're going to catch up on, you know, the latest episode of this, or like even like just setting you just have to be more open to figuring out what's going to work now with your new circumstances.
Yeah.
And let go of the old relationship. It's different now. It's going to be different. True. Like you can't, you're going to hurt yourself if you hold on to it and you put your standards on your new relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not realistic that way. Yeah, my friend from the one I think I keep talking about throughout this whole podcast, my friend from seventh grade, we're like really good when we're like together in the same room. And after I moved away, we didn't really talk a lot. Like we would send each other packages or letters every once in a while. And we would like rarely we would talk on the phone. And it just, I had to get used to it. Like, it really bothered me at first. I was like, oh, she doesn't answer my text messages. Because I think she's just one of those people that's just not a good, like, replier on text messages. And, I used to get really upset. Because then I would start seeing her hanging out with other people. And then you get FOMO. And I get FOMO really bad.
Oh, yeah.
But we just kind of figured it out. That it's just like, well, we're just not going to, like, talk a lot this way. But when we get together, we're good. And we would make efforts to get together still. Like, we would still fly to see each other and like just figure out like different long distance friendships are going to be different too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not all going to be the same.
Well, and like some people you can just text like once a week and they'd be like, okay, cool. Like checking in, this is what's going on. And some long distance friendships, you have to like call them every night and be like, okay, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, every friendship's going to be different. And, like, I have both of those friendships. Like, one where I could just send them, like, an Instagram video once a week and then be like, cool, cool. Like, we're still good. And then one where, like,
we've I call contacted. You
every day and I want to talk to you every day. And it just depends on, like, your new circumstances.
Exactly.
And, like, so when Katie moved, it was a big adjustment for me because I had to rely on other people now because when I tell, like, when we made the joke in our other episode that, like, Katie was my mom, like, she was, like, my mom mentor, like, ride, like, pretty much, like, you know, a lot of the major things I needed in Alaska, which Katie would go help me or whatever. And I had other friends who were great. But when she moved, I had to make an adjustment, like, oh, crap, okay, like, I need to talk to other people. Like, I need to, like, branch out. Because hardly ever would you find me at an event and Katie not at the event. We might not be together. Like, she might be talking to someone else. I might be talking to someone else. But, like, we're at the event. And I most likely rode with her to the event.
Yes.
But the one thing that I think helped us was that we would just send each other Instagram videos, like, just on the Explore page, like, funny videos that we would find.
Yeah.
Literally, if you would go through our DMs, it was just, like, her video, me a video, her 10 videos, me, like, we would just spam each other with Instagram videos.
Those are my favorite.
Hi or good morning or like doing well. It was just spamming each other.
Well, it's nice because it's like that means you were on your phone going through like your Explore page, you saw a video and you went, oh my god, and you immediately thought of me and you sent it. I think that means so much.
It was like our way of it was our own way of saying like, hey, you know, the hey. It was our way of saying hey, what's up?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
And so it was really funny because then a mutual friend of ours, she made the comment, like, when I move, because I was older than her, she's like, when you move, I want to have the same relationship that you and Katie have, like, where you guys talk. And I was like, that's great, but we don't talk to each other. We just send each other memes. That's all we do.
We just make sure we're alive.
But, like, it was just nice to know, like, that, she basically said, like, I still want our friendship to be a friendship when you're gone. I was like, okay, like, boom, I'll try my hardest. And I have, and to this day, we have kept in talk. We talk at least once a week, if not every day. We'll send each other TikToks. But, you know, like, I think that's just, that goes back to, like, the whole effort thing, but also goes back to what you said about every friendship being different.
Yeah.
And adjusting to your new situations, if that just means sending memes back and forth.
That's okay.
That's just what you do.
Yeah, in my Facebook memories, it's constantly just filled with, like, the old style memes that my old best friend and I would send back and forth to each other. And I'm just like, I don't even want to look at this stuff anymore. Like, I'm over it. Because we would post on our Facebook walls.
Oh,
like, God. I feel so bad for everybody that was friends with us because it would just be, like, posting on each other's walls.
God bless it, Katie. Stop. Call the dang girl.
Multiple times a day.
At least ours were in, like, a private chat.
Yeah. That was old Facebook, though. That was when you wanted to, like, show off your friendship and funny stuff.
Do you remember? I remember one time I wasn't supposed to have a MySpace, but I, like, everyone who wasn't supposed to have a MySpace had a MySpace.
Yeah, same.
And I, like, at that time, like, the biggest issue I ever faced was figuring out who was going to be in my top 8. And I would literally strategically be like, okay, well, this is my best friend in the whole world, so she's going to go number 1. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's really nice and sweet, so I'll put her number 8. Like, I literally, it would take me so long to figure out the, like, top 8 MySpace.
I don't remember stressing over who was, like, in my top 8. I mainly stressed over the layout.
Oh my God.
I could never be satisfied with my MySpace background. Spent hours searching for code. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, then I had to find a song to, like, you know how you could put the song that would play? That would take me a long time.
Perfect
because
song.
I was like, I don't want it to be, like, too cheesy, and I don't want someone to be like, oh my gosh, you listen to that? Like, I don't know. I was way too concerned with how people saw my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I mean, my MySpace page.
Because it was like how you expressed yourself. It was like a glimpse into who you really were when people would click on it. And, like, who was really clicking on your profile besides, like, your top eight?
I wasn't, like, it wasn't showing who I was because I was putting things that I knew people would want to see in here.
Oh. Then we would have, like, those little quizzes where you, like, just fill out, like, a bunch of, like, things about yourself. But it's, like, nobody reads them. People just delete it to write their own.
I miss MySpace. Didn't it, like, come back at some point? Like, a few years ago, it tried to come back?
Yeah, it's technically still there. And, like, throughout the years, I have been able to, like, get on and find my old profile. But I think this last time, it was like a few months ago, I tried and I couldn't log in anymore. Mm. And I think it's because of the old email might have like gotten shut down because I just never logged into it. But I saw somewhere that you can like, I remember back in those like 2014, 2015 logging into it. And it was like my old like background and everything. But now it's not like that anymore. Mm. You like unified it and it's stupid. I'm like, I want like, because I think I had like a sunflower background or something stupid like that, and I'm like, I just wanted to see it again, and I had like pictures on it like of me and my friends.
But I mean, I guess since we're talking about MySpace, a connection would be using social media to help with your friendship.
Yeah,
like once you go long distance. Like, I mean, I guess anyone in a long distance relationship, romantic or friendship, whatever, like you can probably agree with me saying like FaceTime, Zoom, things like mm-hmm. that have probably been such a lifesaver because it is nicer to see the person's face. Like I get like you can talk on the phone or whatever, but like to see their face is pretty nice. Yes, yeah, so I can see.
Imagine what people did like back in the 60s or whatever, like before the internet, where they had to just write each other letters.
I feel like that's really charming, but I would absolutely, which I have been doing. Like, I've been trying to send cards. Like,
yeah,
I've been trying, and I actually have your card. I need to send it to you, but I've been trying to send cards, but then when I know that I'm getting a card back, I get way too excited, and then it's so long because it's so slow. I'm like, oh my god, I'm getting a card, and then like 3 weeks go by and I'm like, oh, where's the card? And I'm like, so I could not have a pen pal like that.
Well, and also it's like you're like, say you ask them a question in the letter and then it takes a couple weeks to get there, and then it takes a couple more weeks to get back to you, and they answer the question and you're just like, what the fuck did I ask? Like, you know what I mean? They're like, what are they talking about?
So what you do is they should have gotten a blank piece of paper, write, and then draw a line under and say, now you write underneath that, and you send it back. Like
elementary school style.
Sending notes in class.
Yes. See, millennials figured it out. We figured out the easier route.
The easier route would be Facebook.
Yeah. Dang. Well, they couldn't call each other either because it's expensive. So I guess if your like rich ass friends were calling you, that's fine. Or you would go and spend the summer at their beach house.
I just wouldn't have any friends if I was back in the old days.
No. But I guess not a lot of people were probably like moving around as much that people do now. Like they're
stationary. Like if you see the movies, like in the old days when they move, they pretty much say like bye forever. Like I might never ever see you again. So like I don't think they put the effort into like trying to maintain their friendship. They're like, all right, girl, bye. I'll see you never. Have a good life.
I hope everything works out for you. It's true. I should have done that. I've been like, Katie, what? Just text me. No.
I'm moving across town.
I've already reset my phone to factory settings.
I changed my number. I'm a new person. Not contact me.
I remember a friend of mine told me that one time. She's like, with how many times you move around? She was like, if it was me, I would just like dye my hair every time, like a different color, and just kind of like have a different personality. She's like, you could be a different person.
You really like, could. Oh,
I'm not that brave. But that's a really, I mean, it's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just show up and be like, what up? Pink hair. Come at me.
Add a 5 in your name.
Yeah.
Extra angst.
I could never.
No, it definitely, I don't know. I think with like modern technology, yeah, we've definitely been able to like keep in contact a lot easier. Something as simple as like picking up the phone, calling them, sending them a text, things like that. I haven't been successful, but I've been trying to do, I've only done it once actually, like little like virtual dates, like with my friends. Cause like I have some friends where like I would go like study with them or like meet them in the student union, a place on campus, stuff like that. And like, I do miss that. And so now I'm trying, you know, I'm putting in some effort. I'm trying to do, like, let's Zoom, let's catch up. I tried the Netflix party, but that kind of sucks because you can't see the other person.
Oh, so you have to do like two separate programs or something.
And yeah, so there's this one that me and my best friend, we did, I can't think of it, but it allowed you to like see the person, hear them, and then you guys watch the movie at the same time. Like if I paused it, it paused her screen too.
Oh, that's fun.
So it was really cool. I can't think of it now, and that's gonna really bother me. But if you guys are interested, just like
Google it,
and I can try to find it. But yeah. I really like that one because then I could actually see her and like we could have a conversation while the movie's going and like see each other.
I like that.
I've been trying to like put in more effort.
Yeah.
But also, like, on the flip side, like, what really sucks, too, about when you move away, or, yeah, basically when you move away, is that, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, but, like, FOMO.
Oh, my God. Like, my weakness. Oh,
it is. It's real in these streets. Like, FOMO is so hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're the one that moves away.
Yeah, because it's you're just like, damn it. Like, you can't help it.
I don't want to do that.
In high school, when I moved away, oh my gosh, I had serious FOMO over my best friend, like, hanging out with like, this other girl. I guess he was like, I think she came to that high school like a year after I left. And like, they were like best friends hanging out all the time. And I would get so upset and I'd have to like talk myself down. I'm like, she's allowed to have other friends besides you. Like, it's okay. And like, funny enough, like years down the road, that friend that she was hanging out became my best friend now.
The world works in a mysterious way.
So who won in the end? So I literally, it's like, yeah, it's almost like I was getting jealous because like the universe knew she was going to be my best friend in the future, but I had no idea.
You were getting jealous at your current best friend because she was hanging out with your future best friend.
Yeah, what the hell?
But then were you jealous because your future best friend was hanging out with your current best friend or because your current best friend was hanging out with your future best friend? Because
my current best friend was hanging out with a new girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, she's hanging out with other people. And that was the point when I was trying to get used to the whole, like, new dynamic of not talking to each other every day.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, she's hanging out with all these new people, and she can't even text me back. But I also, I think, like, I was being really slow at making new friends in my new high school. So yeah. So I didn't have the FOMO.
Well, it's like a hard truth. It's a very hard pill to swallow. Like, when you move, like, I mean, life goes on, and friends get over it, or they, you know, they move on too, like, you know, they can't just cry forever. But like, if you don't like check your FOMO, and like, it can be super dangerous because, like you said, like, you could talk yourself up and like say something you don't mean or get upset over the smallest things, or become toxic, like, you know, to your friend. Like, it could definitely, like, I've had that even when I moved back home and I would see like the girls going to places or doing things. I'm like, I used to do
that.
Like, I want to do that. It would just be, like, super, like, like, but, like, I can't expect our relationship to be the same, like, as if I'm there. I'm not there physically, so.
Right.
It was just, like, something that, like, the FOMO I had to address with myself, like, okay, that sucks. I agree. But, like, what can you do?
Like, well, it's like, it's not like you could have gone anyways if they had invited you on the camping trip, you know?
I feel like I would have been more pissed. Like, why would you invite me if I can't go? That's so rude.
Exactly. I mean, I get FOMO when I'm even in the same town as people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, upset. I'm not like, oh, you didn't invite me, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. It's just like, oh, like, maybe I'm working. I'm like, I want to hang out, too. Like, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
But no, it's not.
I totally get that. But I just...
the worst.
FOMO is absolutely the worst. And it really sucks. And I feel like every person who does long-distance friendship, like, you'll feel FOMO. Just,
it, yeah. Like you said, like, it's okay.
Friend hanging out with someone else, like, it's gonna happen. You're gonna be like, that's my friend.
Yeah, if you feel FOMO, like, just feel it. Like, it's okay to feel it, even if, like, your thoughts and stuff are silly. Like, just, like, allow yourself to feel that and then just move on. Like, don't say anything, don't act upon it.
Yeah,
just, like, let it wash over you.
Let it come, right. Let it go. Like, yeah. You can feel it, but don't let it stay,
because yeah
in your friendship, if all you're doing is, like, bugging the person about hanging out with other people, they're just gonna not want to talk to you, and it's gonna be easy for them to not talk to you because you're not in the same place as them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Man, long distance,
I know,
it sucks.
Would you ever do long distance, like, dating?
I don't want to say I would never do anything because I don't know, but I think if I were to, so, like, okay, let me clarify. Is it like we were together in the same place and then we separated, or we started off separate?
Both.
I think I would do both. I think it would be easier to start off separate because you never really know what it's like when you're together because you've always been separate.
Really?
So not saying it would be easier, I just feel like it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to shift as much because you've never been with this person physically.
Mm.
So, like, the way you start your friendship and your relationship is, like, the same at every point. You know what I mean? Whereas if you start it in person and then you have to go distance, I feel like that's a little bit harder because then you know what it's like to be with them physically and see them more. And now you're like, I can't do that anymore. But I feel like I would do both if I, like, was in a situation like that. But I think it would, I mean, again, it would have to take a lot of, like, effort and communication on both ends, not just one or the
other. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can start a relationship that's already long distance. Like, because to me, I'm not into, like, I'll text people, but I'm not into texting. Like, I prefer just to, like, be in your presence kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, if we were, like, already dating and then we become long distance, like, there has to be a promise. Like, there has to be, like, an end in sight where it's, like, okay, at one point, like, when are we going to, like, be in the same town?
It's like, never.
It's like, I'm not doing this, like, long distance thing for, like, 2 years, and then we're just like, what are we gonna do? It's like, I don't know. Like, long distance has to be, like, a short term.
Yeah, it has thing. To come to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like there'd be a lot more conversation happening about future plans. Whereas when you're in person, you're like, what are we doing tomorrow? Whereas in, like, long distance, it's like, when are we gonna see each other?
Exactly.
No, it's hard. If anyone's out there doing long distance relationship, like a romantic long distance relationship, like, kudos to you for, you know, not just allowing distance to be a reason why you break up, which everyone has their reasons, but I just feel like if you just say you're breaking up solely because of the distance, and you really mean you're breaking up because of maybe the communication aspect or the time aspect, then say that. But don't just say, oh, it's distant. Because I feel like you're just copping out. Like, you're just like, yeah, I don't want to, like, go into why this is just distance. Like, no. Like, because don't blame it on distance. I feel like you can do anything distance. Like, we live in 2020. Like, it's, come on now.
It's doable.
It's doable. You just got to want to do it.
Yeah. I think with me, I just, like, I'm not into the idea. I mean, I don't think anybody is, but into the idea of a long-distance relationship just because I've had so many long-distance friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm like, I've had that experience. Like, I don't want a relationship like that, too.
Like, thank you. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm tired of long-distance. Over it.
Watch, your next relationship is going to be long distance.
It probably is. Probably going to be like 10 years long distance or something stupid. Or like those people that like will write prisoners and they like get in relationships.
Oh my gosh. TikToks about that? I've like looked that up.
No.
There's so many TikToks about like, there's apparently this site where you can do that. You can like message prisoners.
Wow.
And then, like basically start a long distance relationship with them. And I like did the hash, like the tag. I think I did tag prisoner. And somehow I got to like love or prisoner love or something like that.
Prisoner love.
It was really, and like these people are full on like, not saying prisoners don't deserve to be like loved or anything, but it's just like you ask them like what they did like on the thing that she used. I don't know what she used, but like, you can ask like, what are you doing in jail? Which is something I think I would ask if I was gonna get involved.
Oh, for sure.
But it was really interesting. I was like, wow, she's really having a full on like, and that one is weird because like that one's really hard. I feel like if people can date a prisoner, then you can date Johnny who lives two states away. Like, I'm sorry, if someone is dedicating their time to dating a prisoner who is literally in federal prison, then pick up your damn phone and text your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
I think having like a boyfriend in like prison, I think it's low stakes because you don't have to worry about other girls.
You have to worry about God.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just kind of like, I don't have to worry about him looking at other girls. I mean, he might be writing other girls. I guess you have to worry about that.
Or other girls visiting him.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you're right. You're right. You don't have to have that constant, like, is he not texting me because he's with someone else? Like, no, he's in his cell.
Exactly. But I mean, the kind of fun part about it, and I'm not telling people like go out there and start dating people and lying, but like you could be writing a prisoner and you could just like have a persona.
True.
You know what I mean? Like you can kind of be like a different person while you're writing them.
Well, and like that's like really scary too, is like the people who are doing things like that. And it's like some of these people that they're writing are like people who have the potential to get out. And then it's like,
yeah,
are you really ready? You. Like, and that's the one thing. Let me see something. So it's like the concept of, I think it's becoming a trend, or at least it was a TikTok trend where they were like writing these prisoners and it was like this forbidden love or like that song's like, Mama, I'm in love with the criminal type thing. You know, like the Wattpad criminal, like mafia boss, like drug dealer love stories. Okay. It's like, I think that made it like a fantasy for people. And so they're doing that, but with real life prisoners, not thinking that people, one, have feelings, not saying that like all prisoners don't deserve what they get. Cause like, if you did something bad, like screw you, you deserve to be there. But like at the same time, like if they get out and then they're like, no, I want to be with you. And you're like, oh, that was just a joke. Like, I don't, that's the one person I don't want to be joking with is someone who like is doing time. Like,
oh, true.
Like if I'm going to play with anyone's feelings, it's not going to be the one who, you know, was in locked up. Like that's not, I'm not playing with his feelings.
That's why you have to start writing like the life sentencers.
So you know, like, they're not
you're in there forever. You murdered like 100 people. Hi, how are you?
You're never gonna get out. Oh my god, just like
I'm in love. You're a sociopath. Hi.
It's so bad.
Or you could start looking for like the mobsters.
See, now that's a different story.
You know what I'm saying? You get in with him. You start writing him. You're a couple years in. You're telling him about this hardship you just had. Like, oh my God, my boss is such a jerk. He was sexually harassing me, so I had to quit my job. He's like, don't worry about it, baby. I got you. He talks to his boys outside the prison. They take care of everything. That's true love. Come on.
if my future husband is not a narcos, I want him.
If he isn't bringing in that cocaine for this family.
If he doesn't have a body count, and I'm not talking about sex, I don't want him.
Body count. Isn't that another trend on TikTok where people are like, what's your body count? And they're talking about dead bodies.
I'm just kidding. I know, guys. I'm just a joke. I know. But I'm not kidding. But I am. But no. I'm kidding.
Can they listen to podcasts in prison? Write us. Okay. Write us.
Anyways, long distance.
Long distance friendships suck.
They do. But they can always grow. You can always see like the bright side of long distance friendship.
Yeah.
Just, you have to be able to like work at it and want it to work.
Mm-hmm. But, and long distance friendships kind of become, what is the word for it? Like a connection. I can't think of the right word for it. But you know, like it could be like more of an adult, like a real adult later on. You're like in your work and you're just like, there's like an issue and you'd be like, oh, I have a friend over in California and she can help out with this. Blah, blah, blah.
Like networking kind of.
Yes, networking.
Mm-hmm. Long distance like can become like a good network for you.
Mm-hmm. Like you always see in the movies where they're like, oh, my old buddy from college, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's like a doctor, like lawyer, weird shit. And they're like, do me a favor.
They always ask for like the most ridiculous favor. Like, please save my daughter from this rare blood cancer. Like, what? Yeah.
He's like, I haven't seen you in 20 years.
How have you been?
So yeah, long distance can be okay. It can be good.
You can. Just gotta work. You just gotta work at it.
Mm-hmm. And if the friendship kind of like dies away, I guess that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all friendships are meant to last through long distance either.
Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer in like, if you're my friend and you're in my life for a certain amount of time, like,
yeah,
maybe you were just supposed to be in my life for a certain amount of time. So, like, if we're friends my freshman year, and then after that we just fade apart, but you're doing well and I'm doing well, then in my head I'm like, maybe we just needed to be friends freshman year. Like, maybe that was all.
Snaps.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you reflect and make sure it's a friendship you want to keep. Because, like, like your friend said, if you move, I mean, you really can control what you take with you as far as your friendships and what you don't. I mean, it's a lot easier to end a friendship over long distance.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep the friendship, then keep
the friendship.
And then if you don't, then just don't talk to them.
Yeah. Easy peasy. You don't gotta see them. Pretty much.
And then you write hags, sign your name. And you
hags. That was like the one thing you just knew, like, this person doesn't mean anything to me, or I don't mean anything to them.
That is how, you know what, I'm going to start addressing that now. Like, if I ever just truly am like over something, I'm just going to put hags.
And the people who were like really nice, they would write hags, like, call me this summer, and they write their number, and you're just like, no, you could have written down a fake number, it would have never,
like, don't be a stranger. Or like, I love the ones that are like, stay the same, you're awesome.
I'm like, I would rather hang out with the kid that wrote I wrote in your crack than the person who wrote hags.
Rack person than hag.
Oh my gosh.
Yearbooks were so, that was such a good, that was a vibe. It was
fun.
I remember it was like the teachers were like trying to do last minute things, but like all we were concerned about was like, oh my god, sign my book. Okay, pass my book to so and so. Okay, like,
yeah.
I didn't care what she was saying.
I remember my 8th grade year. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I wore these jeans. And I had everybody sign my jeans.
Oh, gosh, Katie.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's kind of like you fashionista over here.
But I was popular. People wanted to sign my jeans.
Like, let me sign Katie. People you don't even know are like, Katie, let me sign your jeans.
Yeah. Oh, well. I was a risk taker back in the day. I had this one kid in eighth, oh my god, it was eighth grade again. He signed my yearbook. The whole year, he called me by a different name. And I like waited too long to correct him.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh no, my name's really Katie. And I couldn't do it. Cause at that point, that's just so embarrassing. Cause he'd be like, why didn't you ever tell me? And so when I signed his yearbook, I signed it the name that he called me. I didn't sign it Katie because I didn't sign the name at first. He'd be like, oh, you didn't like put your name in there. I was like, oh, and I like signed it the fake name.
You're like, oh yeah, what do you call me again? Okay.
I was like, oh well, it's the last year. I'll never see him again.
Watch, that's going to be your husband. You're going to run into him. He's like, oh my god, Kelsey? And you're like, yeah!
That's me!
It's like your whole relationship, he just sings your name as something else. You can't tell him. You tell your family, whatever you do, my name is Kelsey. Do not call me Katie.
You have to legally change it. You're like, oh, why do these tax forms keep getting your name wrong?
Because they're married. Weird. Married with kids, and you finally tell them, my name is Katie.
I think that's a skit idea.
I'll write that one down.
Call Key and Peele right now.
Whenever we get our own skit show, that's going in there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
That would work though in a long distance relationship if he was calling me by another name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Until y'all meet.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Like, oh, sorry. So one small thing. Name is actually not that. This week's boss ass bitch was a little different. If you guys saw, it's obviously someone we know personally.
I think she's a close friend of ours, Candace. I think she's like one of her best friends.
Oh, we're just practicing long distance friendships.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about it.
It's one-sided.
But our boss ass bitch is the Megan the Stallion. The Megan the Stallion is Megan the Stallion.
I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy.
Oh my god. So Megan, the reason we chose her is obviously not because she's a rapper. I mean,
obviously not.
Obviously it's not because she's a rapper. But to be fair, I do like her songs. Like, I think they're pretty boss ass, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're on TikTok, you've at least heard one of them.
Oh yeah. If you know any TikTok dance, you know who she is.
Yeah.
However, when I first found out about her, I thought that's like she was just like a girl. You know, she's from Houston. So it's like, oh, she's probably just like a girl. She wants to be a rapper. Kind of like the traditional female rapper route. Like,
yeah.
Smaller stuff. And now she's blowing up.
Yeah.
But what was interesting when I found out was that when she became really popular, she's a college student. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean she's a college student? But like, she actually is attending a university. Like, she is going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was doing that, she decided to start rapping as a way of making some income. And it's kind of like I wouldn't say it's like a hobby, because she is probably now becoming one of the bigger female rappers we have.
Yeah. She kind of turned it into a career.
Yeah. But it, I think that was so interesting that even when she was getting her success,
yeah,
she was still continuing her education because she has a bigger plan for herself that doesn't really, it didn't start off with wanting to make music.
She was going to get her, she was majoring in health administration, which I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. And I read that she wanted to originally kind of oversee like a hospital.
Mm.
But I don't know if she like thought like, oh, maybe like that's just too hard, or I don't know like what her reasoning for it was. But she ended up, her new goal is to open up like an assisted living facility. And she's literally using her rap money to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang. And she's like, and all my peers are going to like work there. I was like, oh, dang.
She's that one cool girl in the class. You know, yeah. So happy I took that with Megan.
So that's really cool. It's really cool that she's kind of like made this huge career out of just rapping. And she's like very well known, but like that's still not like her main goal.
Yeah, like that's just a piece of the whole thing that she's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's like just like her side gig. She's like, oh yeah, I'll go do this award show. That's fine.
Yeah, it's I'm happy that someone of her talent and skill is getting recognition for both things.
Yeah,
for her music, but also now that it's more known that she's a student, like she's getting recognition for the things that she wants to achieve outside of her musical career, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah, and like she's only 25, and I love that she shows that you can just do both. Like you can have your cake and eat it too.
She's like the rapping Hannah Montana. She's like student and like
a rock star. Oh no!
Oh my gosh! Think about it. I'm sure she doesn't go into class with all that stuff on. Like she definitely has a persona outside.
Yeah.
So definitely. It's like she's like when she's just Megan, she's like health and admin, you know, assisted facility for elderly hospital. And then when she's the stallion, she's like titties out, popping, you know, like, whoa. She's like Hannah Montana.
Edgy Hannah Montana.
So that's all that we have for you guys today for this episode. And that's the end of our friendship series. So we hope that you guys enjoyed listening to us talk about toxic friends and healthy friends and long distance friends and all that stuff. But stay tuned because we're about to do like a complete 180 again and talk about some organized crime. We're going to talk about the world of crime.
Organized crime can be made up of some really healthy friendships, if you think about it. Those people are loyal AF.
So loyal, they'll, like, kill each other before they'll kill other people.
They will kill for you, and then suddenly they will turn on you when a better opportunity arises.
Highest bidder gets the thing.
Toxic and healthy. Every friendship has it.
I mean, we did talk about dating a narco, so I mean, this just kind of ties in, honestly. Exactly. But you guys will hear all our thoughts about organized crime and just the whole list of life of crime, because I have a lot to say, because I have plans.
Oh.
That sounds kind of bad. I'm not planning on joining the life of crime.
FBI's listening. No? If this episode made you laugh or smile, don't forget to show us some love and share us with your friends and family, your neighbors, whatever. If you want to help us out a little more, you can find a link to our listener support on our Instagram page. Podcasting is free, but running our brand isn't. So anything that helps us continue putting out amazing content for you all would be greatly appreciated.
You can always follow us on IG at WelpWeTried, Welp with an H, to stay up to date on future episodes and whatever crazy things we have going on. If there's something you really want to hear us talk about, slide into our DMs or leave a comment under any post, and then we'll see what we can do. Again, all the opinions in our podcast are just that, opinions. So if they match up with yours, that's great. But if not,
well, we tried.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.